to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I hope you are having a great day today, and I hope you had a great week. And I got to ask you, have you ever gotten through a week, like last week? You know, maybe a work week, maybe even a weekend, long weekend, and looked back and just wondered to yourself, where did the time go? You know, maybe you've gone through a whole month that way. Maybe, you know, summertime with your kids, vacation, something like that, and you look back and again, where did the time go, right? Well, let me ask you this. How has 2020 been so far? I mean, can you believe we are already almost two-thirds through the year? It's crazy. It's gone by fast. And I wonder, are we going to collectively look back at year end and wonder, what happened to 2020? Where did it go? Is 2020 going to be a lost year? More importantly, some say it could be. I want to look at an article with you here just in a little bit. This was published just a few days ago, in fact, in the Washington Post, and it's titled, "The U.S. Economy is on the Verge of a, quote, lost year." Quotes are theirs. The U.S. economy is on the verge of a lost year. And I'll tell you, that's a depressing title. I sure hope we get to the end of the year and we don't collectively look back at the whole of 2020 as a loss. But hey, you know, let's think about it. Did you take a hit at work? You know, maybe some sort of, I don't know, work time reduction or mandatory unpaid leave, something like that. Maybe a pay cut that is effectively a pay cut. Maybe a furlough, right? Not working at all. Or maybe just an outright job loss. It's happening, right? If not you, maybe your spouse or somebody that you know. That alone certainly could cause this to be considered a lost year. Right? Lost earnings. Fewer or no contributions to your glorious retirement account. We'll talk about that briefly. We'll take a very brief look at retirement accounts today as well. You know, what about staying fit, right? Most gyms were closed for a period of time. Maybe they've opened back up. A lot of people are still pretty shy. What about you? Are you back? Have you stayed active, right? I mean, no organized sports for a while. No soccer for my kid, right? Physically, you know, physical fitness, have you lost most of 2020 in that regard? What about travel? Did you go traveling on that dream trip this year? You had it booked, right? Probably canceled it. No trips. I know we had a lot of trips in the queue, and we cut those out. Anything on an airplane, forget about it. We've done some traveling with the truck and the RV, that sort of thing, right? Very remote. But lost a lot of time in terms of the travel plans that we had. And of course, for the my good buddies, the sport buffs out there, look, I know you guys are all reeling it. You know, what's going to come of college football, right? What's going on with the professional leagues right now? Just a lost year. But does it have to be? Do you have to get to the end of 2020 and chalk it up as a loss? I would tell you no. Now, I can't help you with your physical fitness. And I certainly can't help you with your favorite college football team or, you know, getting onto a plane to whisk away whatever on that vacation. But I can help you plan a little better around that financial piece. And I can help you take some steps to make sure that 2020 is not a lost year. In fact, I got three things you can do. Okay, we'll talk about those a little later. Again, the article is titled, "The U.S. Economy is on the Verge of a Lost Year." But I would say what goes for the economy does not necessarily have to go for you. So how are you doing? Do you feel like you've lost half a year already? Are you mentally already preparing to write off 365 days of 2020? If so, let's take that perspective and let's change it. Let's change that outlook and let's put something in motion to keep you moving forward this year. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there, and I would say a lot comes down to perspective. You know, always keep that in mind as you read these sundry articles online, in your newspaper, watch the evening news. They're selling subscriptions, right? Keep that perspective in mind. Keep that context in mind. Keep that source in mind for sure. You know, take, for example, the recent jobs report. July, right? Just came out on Friday. And I got it right here. You know, they talk about a surprise in here and da-da-da. Job report came out. Economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, with the unemployment rate falling from 11.1 to 10.2%. Now, here the focus is on the unemployment rate, which I get it. That's a headline number. That's something everybody looks at. But I want you to think about, you've probably seen this before, negative space art, right? You see this big black box, and inside that box there's this white vase. And you're looking at it, and that's what you see. You see the white vase. But if you look a little longer, if you look at the outside, right, refocus, change your perspective, you see those two faces on either side of the vase that are looking at each other, parallel faces. You know, the way things are presented sometimes are presented such that you are compelled to ignore the rest of the picture, ultimately. So unemployment is down to 10.2%. That is a very high number, especially if you think back to where we were in February, 6 months ago, six short months ago. But look at the flip side. Look at that negative space. And I don't mean negative in connotation, but I mean that space they're not presenting to you. The flip side is that almost 90% of people are still working, are still employed, maybe with some pay cuts. Oh, granted, sure, I'll give you that. Mandatory time off, right? I'm familiar with that. But look at the upside there. Look at the positive side. That's one takeaway I want you to have right now. Okay, and keep that in mind. Yes, almost two-thirds of the year have probably slipped away already, but we still got over a third of the year ahead of us. I am not going to make 2020, I'm not going to chalk it up as a lost year, and I don't want you to either. We're going to check out this article when we come back, talk a little bit about what our government's doing to help us out or not. Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And on today's show, we're talking about 2020. Is it going to be a lost year? Something I've been thinking about for a while. I mean, we've cut back on all manner of activities. We're home pretty much nonstop. And coincidentally, an article came out just on Friday. This was in the Washington Post on the 7th. And it's titled, The U.S. Economy is on the verge of a, quote, lost year. And I want to look at that with you. If you've got any questions on really any topic related to real estate, this is a real estate investment show. You can give me a call here. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. It can be on this topic or whatever's on your mind. We've been dealing with a lease up, had some residents not move out yet. They've bought a house, right? So they'll be moving out into the month. So we started the process. In fact, be sure to tune in next week. Let's talk about the leasing process. Let's make that the topic of next week's show. If you've got any questions on lease ups, you can shoot those to me. I'll try to consider those for the show. My email is askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. So Washington Post says the U.S. economy is on the verge of a, quote, that's their quotes, a, quote, lost year. Subtitle to the article says workers and business owners are craving some certainty about the path forward. I get that. Things have been anything but certain, very uncertain times right now. That's the first of the two sentences of the subtitle. Second sentence. But the White House and Congress are failing to act. Our government is failing to act. Listen, I take issue with that second part of that sentence. First part, absolutely. We want certainty. Now, our government is contributing to the uncertainty right now, but I'll tell you what. You know what? Your future is yours. Your future is yours. When we started the show, we talked about 2020 possibly being a lost year, but that's going to come down to you. You can save it. There are things you can do. And I'm going to tell you about a couple of gentlemen I saw in a case study recently, some of the things that they've done. You're going to be very impressed. You're going to say, I got to get into those deals. You know, Trump recently, yesterday, in fact, issued executive orders around a number of issues, right? We're talking about relying on the government, Congress, the Senate, the House. They can't get their heads together and iron something clear out. You know, they're at odds with the president as well. I understand we're heading, get this, under 3 months to go, under 90 days to our presidential election. Do you think there's some politics going on there? You know, there are. Will we get a little more certainty after the election? Probably so. Can I tell you who's going to be elected? I have no idea. But I can tell you this. You cannot rely on the government. You just can't. We'll get back to the Washington Post article. Trump, President Trump, he signed an executive order, among other things, enacting an additional federally sponsored $400 unemployment benefit, right? This kind of mirrors the $600 benefit that went away at the end of July that really did help a lot of people stay afloat. He reduced it a bit, pushed it through, along with a couple other things, payroll tax cut. Now, some will question, is this actually going to make it to the finish line? Because he does not control the purse strings. That's the job of the House. So is he effectively trying to take that away? I don't know. There will be some push. There will be some pull. Maybe that will enable the, you know, the Senate and the House to get their act together and get something done. But lots of uncertainty. The president's doing what he can. That $400 is an interesting number, though. I want you to keep that in the back of your mind when we get around to talking about the couple of case studies I have in mind. Back to the article here, Washington Post. U.S. economy is on the verge of a lost year. You know, they interview a number of small business owners, as well as a couple of employees of a hospitality industry in particular. They never clearly state it here. But again, when we think about that negative space in art, right, the white silhouette on top of a black backdrop, well, if you focus on one or the other, you're going to see different things. They're giving us a certain presentation around hospitality. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing but sympathy for these folks. I am very good friends with a buddy that has a brew pub here in North Texas, in Dallas-Fort Worth. Craft brewery, does barbecue. They've had no clue what's going on. One moment they're closed down. Next moment they can open to 25%, then 50%. Suddenly they're shut again. There is no certainty there. And the restaurant owner that they interview here, he's in Reading, Pennsylvania. He has the same problem. He says, right now, you can't plan more than a week ahead. If you are in their shoes and you have a small business, that's absolutely true. For everyone else out there, you can plan ahead. Hopefully you did that in the past. Hopefully you built some reserves. Right. Hopefully you have some resources. But if not, we can work on that going forward. Like I said, I've got three things that you can do, again, to save the year and keep moving forward. Now, they say the U.S. economy is facing one of its most uncertain moments ever. Right. As the deadly coronavirus remains a threat. Again, we're just talking about uncertainty. And like I said, the government, they're not helping you. Don't rely on them. You've got to take action. Here they talk to an employee from a hotel. You know, the employee's been furloughed for a period of time and says, not knowing what's going to happen with my job and not being able to do anything about it is a very scary feeling. Yeah, if you're an employee, you cannot, you're out of control there. You do not have the control. Can't rely on the government. Maybe can rely on your employer. I don't know. We'll see how does the cash flow do? How does the business do? How quickly can they rescale back to formal levels, right? Also, interestingly here, they reference real estate and commercial real estate in particular, not commercial as in apartments, but commercial as in retail. And a lot of the people that are referenced in this article, like the restaurateur, well, what does he do? He rents from commercial property owners. He's getting hammered. Now they're getting hammered as well. But the good thing is, although commercial real estate in that sense is suffering, residential real estate, apartments, houses are booming. Residential home sales are booming because people are looking for bigger houses, more space. They've been cooped up. Whether you're selling a house or you're like me, you own rental houses, that's great news. That house I just mentioned, we will lease that in no time. There is nothing on the market. There's no inventory. There's a lot of demand. So that's going to benefit us, okay? If you're not already a real estate investor, that's something you need to be thinking about. If you're listening to this show, I trust that you are. And again, I'm going to give you some ways to move forward with that. But let's talk about Washington, D.C. just a little bit more. What should you expect? What have they done for you lately? Sure, there was that very brief $600 lifeline per week, right? Unemployment, that's great. Got a lot of people through if you needed it, if you were laid off or furloughed. Gone away. Now they're just bickering and dithering on Capitol Hill, not able to get anything done. So the president has stepped in. We'll see where that goes. There is something that they did do for you. And if you want to become a real estate investor, this may well help you. This may well help you move forward with that goal, with that dream, and salvage the year 2020. So stick around. We'll talk about that when we come back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. And on today's show, we are pondering whether 2020 will be a lost year, as the Washington Post postulates. Hey, if you got questions, the number here, 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or drop me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And we are just looking at some upper level comments and quotes here in this article. And again, it's titled, "The U.S. Economy is on the verge of a quote unquote lost year." Their quotes. Hey, who can blame them? Q2 GDP growth, negative 32.9%. Hey, that's a huge hit. We will be negative for the year. It's just going to be that way. But again, that's a macro picture, right? That's the macro picture for the country. And just like real estate is local. If you think back to my earlier comments on news, broadcasts, print, whatever, they tend to focus, they talk at the national level. Real estate is local. Okay, things here in Texas are booming. On the coasts, I don't know, not so much. People are getting the heck out of places like New York City. Where are they coming here? So, you know, when you look at that macro picture, you really got to drill down. And the same, I think, in this case will be true for the economy. Everything we hear about, people are hurting. You know, I do understand that. And we tend to focus on the hospitality business, that sort of thing. And they are suffering. So I want to bring up a topic with you. Washington, D.C., I broached this ahead of the break. You know, what have they done for us? What have they done? They've thrown some money around quite a bit. Some people have gotten it. Some people haven't. The PPP loans, the EIDL loans, and so on and so forth. That's helped a lot of people. Some people didn't get through, didn't quite get it, didn't get enough, right? Unemployment expired. President Trump, he's pushed through his own thing and so on and so forth. Those things have short timelines. They don't last. But one thing that they did do, and if you are looking to get into real estate investing, I think this is something to consider, something to look at if you have the funds there. As part of the CARES Act, they made it such that you can tap into your retirement accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs. If you're below the age of 59 and a half, normally there's a 10% penalty, plus you're hit with, I think it's a 20% tax charge right out the gate. Those are waived. The 10% penalty is not there. And the taxes can now be spread over 3 years. In fact, if you wind up paying the thing back, there are no taxes at all, right? So you have some options there. Now you have to qualify. And what does that mean? Well, you'll need to do some digging, talk with your CPA, but generally speaking, right, you had the COVID-19 or your spouse did. That's one way to qualify. Or you were financially impacted in some way. If you work for a company and they've cut back your hours drastically, maybe giving you a salary reduction, that's qualification as far as I understand it. Again, talk with your CPA or your attorney for more detail. And a big qualifying factor on top of that, which I think a lot of people have missed, is that your employer has to participate. Not all employers have. It's not required that they open up the plan for those withdrawals. So you'll need to talk with your plan administrator. If you have a 401k with a company or if you've got your own IRA, talk with those folks and find out if that is even an option. Okay. Hey, I'll tell you what, I've got a call here on the line. We're going to go to Scott. Scott, are you with me?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing today? What can I do for you?
Great. Well, first of all, I want to say, very happy with Lifestyles Unlimited. Me and my spouse, we joined in November last year and already got in 4 deals. And our investments are sound, which is great. But, you know, this COVID hit, and that's our luck. Mm-hmm. So we're not doing the distribution checks yet. But, you know, we thought we saw light at the tunnel. And they finally got the green light to start the eviction notice. But the bill Trump signed Saturday, with relief, I read that he's stopping the eviction notice. So I'd like to just touch about that.
I did see a small snippet about that. I don't know the details to comment on what exactly that entails, who is impacted. We'll do a little bit digging, and we've got a team at Lifestyles Unlimited. Scott, you probably know this. If you're investing with our leads, right, you're part of the preferred group. They keep us very well informed with emails, and we've had a ton of seminars to address this, you know, sort of topic as it evolves, right? It's ever changing to the topic of uncertainty. So I can't really comment on that for you right now, but I need to do some digging. I did see that was unfortunately part of his package.
Yeah. So, and I just hope, you know, I get it. People need help, but, you know, we all know there's people who take advantage of the system. So, you know, us as the best investors and leads, you know, we need help too. And if people are just taking advantage, we got to be able to get them out. So,
absolutely.
But overall, even this going on, very happy. Lifestyles Unlimited. We went to Expo, our first one. Very informative. A lot of great knowledge. And we're meeting so many great people that give back. So very happy, and just want to say I'm happy we found it. My biggest regret, I wish we would have found it sooner.
That's the common one. That is the common one. Scott, yeah. Hey, I appreciate the call. When I learn more about what is going on with President Trump's executive order as regards evictions or anything else that's relevant for us, I will certainly share that. Hey, Scott, I appreciate the call. Thank you for calling. Unscripted, I mean, he joined November of last year already in 4 deals as a passive investor, which means he's participating in syndications of apartment complexes. Basically, a lead investor, like he said, that's the project manager, finds a deal they want to take down. They get their passive investors like Scott around them and go take that thing down, right? Lead investor doesn't want to put all their money into the deal, or maybe they don't have enough because it's such a big deal, but it's a great deal. They present it and assemble this team of passive investors around them, like I said, and take down the deal. And that is a way to go. Right. And that is a way to go that whether you're working now or not, I'm a single family investor primarily. I need a W-2 job if I want to do or W-2 income, typically some sort of earned income to use the Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac financing. But if you're laid off, but you have the resources, the reserves that I mentioned, going the route that Scott went is a great way to go. You can still participate as a passive investor. You can participate as a lead investor. Right. When you take down an apartment complex, the loan that you're getting is tied to that asset and not to your personal income. So, Scott, again, thank you for the call. Just to close out this article here, the U.S. economy is on the verge of a lost year. You know, and interestingly, just to kind of dovetail back to what Scott said with doing a number of deals already, there was a little bit of a slow time, right? People were not sure what's going on due to the uncertainty, but I'm seeing those pick up again. I'm seeing those deals pick up again, so this is a good time to start to get back on board. We'll figure out what's going on with evictions, and I will tell you, based on my conversations with other Lifestyles members, we do follow the Lifestyles model of best product, best price. Because we've got such a great product out there, people don't want to get evicted. They don't want to get kicked out. They understand that eventually something's going to come down the pike, which will clear people to go through that eviction process if they have to, and they want to stay put. So for the most part, we're not having major issues. We've got that great product. We've got that great price. And because of that, we've got great people in our properties. So I do want to have you be sure to take that away. And again, if you're thinking about getting started, remember what I talked about just ahead of our conversation with Scott is taking advantage of that CARES Act, if you can, to tap into some of that IRA, 401k revenue or money to get into investing. You know, had another article here. I'll just kind of quickly take a look at it. You know, it talks about 401k balances and the fact that they shrank 19% in the first quarter, quarter on quarter, when the coronavirus first hit our shores. They've largely regained the steep losses, it says, largely, not entirely. But I think the more important point is that a lot of employers, you know, a lot of we're kind of heading to a break. I want to wrap up this comment on 401k participation when we come back. So stick around. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're taking a look at 2020. It's two-thirds done, almost two-thirds done. We've got about a third to go of the year. Is it going to be a lost year? That's the title of an article here from the Washington Post just 2 days ago. The U.S. economy is on the verge of a lost year. Last part of the article I want to look at to close this out. They say Congress's inaction is adding to the sense of helplessness that so many, like the people interviewed here in the article, are facing. And it's true, right? We've seen a lot of dithering, a lot of bickering on Capitol Hill. Now the president has come through and pushed through his own executive orders. As Scott mentioned, a caller from the prior segment, yes, there is a component in there that concerns evictions. TBD how that really applies to us. And, you know, he had to take action, right? Because the House, the Senate, the Republicans, the Democrats, they just can't get it done. It's a political year. What's happening in less than 90 days? Presidential election. You know, it says here, by the way, if we don't get something reasonable out of Washington quickly, this is going to get even worse. Well, I don't think we're going to get anything quickly out of Washington with an election 90 days away. Now, what's going to happen there? I don't know. What if Trump gets reelected? What if Biden is elected? Where do you stand? What do you think is going to happen? We might get a little bit of leveling out, actually, once we get the politics behind us. And that in itself should give us a little bit more certainty. What that certainty is, I don't know yet, but I think that'll help us out in the long run. But for now, we got 90 more days, right? Plus or minus, you know, you got to ask yourself what, when that happens, if President Trump stays in there, if Biden is elected, what do you expect is going to happen next? Do you think it's going to be more taxes? Is it lower taxes? Do you think higher inflation, lower inflation? I doubt that on the inflation front anyhow. Where are interest rates going to go, right? What about the stock market? Is it going to go up? Is it going to tank? Which takes me back to that 401k article. So think about your expectations. That should inform a little bit of your decision. Certainly don't wait around for the people up there on Capitol Hill to quote unquote do something reasonable, because you're going to be waiting for a while, I think, if anything we've seen to date is a measure. But on the 401k front, the last part I want to point out to you is a lot of people get drawn into contributing to their 401k because of the argument that, well, my employer is going to match my contributions. That is free money. Why would I leave that on? Why would I take that off the table there? And here's the thing. Because of the coronavirus, because of the need to keep your hands on cash, a lot of companies are canceling that for the year and the foreseeable future. 12% of companies already have suspended matching. Okay, and another 23% are planning on doing it or are discussing, right, considering that action. So if that's your reasoning for participating in a 401k, I would ask you to question that. Okay. And we talked about the CARES Act and the good thing that did come from that, which is the ability, if your plan participates, if you have been impacted by the coronavirus in some way, personally, physically, you know, financially, to then go in and tap that IRA or that 401k up to $100,000. And what Scott just mentioned, he participated already since joining less than a year ago in 4 deals as a passive investor. It's not uncommon to go into those with 25K. 1, 2, 3, 4, right there. Get that 100K out, get into those deals. Now, I want to talk about a couple of case studies. Let me grab this. I went to the North Texas case study at the end of July, on the 30th. Apartments are great, right? I'm a single family investor, and I want you to understand something here. We heard about the executive order from the president, $400 additional unemployment coverage from the federal government if that gets pushed through. Well, let's take a look at one of the case studies I sat through. This was all done virtually. Here we got a young man here, and he's in the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth area. He got into a deal. Purchase price, house was $155K, and when he was all done with the rehab, the renovations, appraised at $220,000. He put about $27K into the rehab. There were some closing costs. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, because of the way that we buy, the financing methods that we use, his cash out of pocket was only $31,000, and he captured net equity of $61,000. He doubled his money right there. But that's not what I'm focused on. I'm focused on the cash flow. Right here, he's making $425 a month on this one house, about $5K per year. That, by the way, is a 16% return. Good numbers. But he's got a portfolio, and he's a newer investor as well. Joined a little bit earlier than Scott, I think, but just been around for a year and a half or so, if I'm remembering correctly. And he's already into four deals himself, four single-family houses. And get this, cash flow, $480, $375, $490, $425. Add those up. He's doing a little bit better than you're going to do collecting that unemployment from President Trump. But here's the thing. His unemployment's not going to suddenly go away one day. He's got these houses in place. I won't even tell you about the equity capture on each one of those. They're phenomenal deals. But that cash flow is going to keep coming in the door. He has secured his future. Some of these he did in 2019, but the deal that I just mentioned a moment ago with the $31K out of pocket, $61 net equity, that's wealth. $425 cash flow. That was this year, 2020. So is 2020 a lost year for this young man? It certainly is not. He has done very well. I was very excited to see those numbers. Now, if you're not familiar with our case study, typically we have two single-family investors present, right? Two separate investors, and we have somebody present a multifamily case study. The second investor that presented, wow, his numbers also very good. He's been around for a while. I think he's been an investor as long as I have. He presented three houses, one bought in 2016, one in 2018, and one just a couple of months ago in 2020. And I just want to kind of give you a range of numbers. Cash out of pocket on that oldest deal in 2016 was $25,000. He since sold that and pocketed a capital gain of $84,000. Good numbers. Move on a couple years. He bought in 2018 another house. Get this. Cash out of pocket, $5,000. Cash flow is a little lighter, $321 per month. That's an 80% return. Where are you getting an 80% return right now? Certainly not in that 401k. Okay, so good numbers. But you're sitting there saying, yeah, Andy, sure. That was 2018. That was 2 years ago. You know, you're going to have home run deals like that. That is a home run deal right there. Fast forward, June of 2020. Closed on a deal. Cash out of pocket, under $11,000. $10,489. June of 2020. 2020 is not a lost year. Cash flow, over $400. Almost $420. Cash on cash return, 47.9%. That's a deal from this year, from 2020, just a couple of months ago. They're out there. Phenomenal numbers. So you can sit around, and I know it's rough times, and if you're in a rough spot right now, hopefully that government money helps you out. But I'm also hoping that maybe you planned a little bit better. Maybe you've got some reserves. Maybe you can get into that 401k. Maybe you can tap that IRA like we talked about. Get a hold of some revenues and take some action with that and get into real estate investing, because that's gonna make it a great year. Got over a third of the year left to go. Now, I told you there are three ways that I want to give you to make sure to move that bar forward, to keep moving forward, to salvage the year in a nutshell. Number one, come check out Lifestyles Unlimited. It's free to do. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's about an hour and a half presentation. Got one coming up on August 11th in the evening, August 13th also in the evening, and dates into the future. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to check that out. Learn more about Lifestyles. See if, like Scott, it's something you want to do. Okay? But check it out. Number two, you know, maybe you've been listening for a while. I had a call last week from a listener that's been listening for 10 years, still on the fence. Get off the fence. Take action. Don't come to the end of 2020 and look back upon it as a lost year or a lost decade in this case. Take action. Here's how you do it. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. And this is what gives you access to the Financial Freedom Program. It's an annual membership that is massively discounted. As part of that, you have access to our vendor program, which is huge. Check out last week's show I did with Harmony Brown, one of our home inspectors, and also get you into that Financial Freedom Seminar. And this is important because it's a two-day seminar. You learn about single family, everything we do there, Day one. Day two, you learn about multifamily. Then you decide, do you want to be like Scott and go that multifamily route, or do you want to be like these other gentlemen I mentioned, go the single family route, or maybe you do a little of both. But you need to become informed. You need to get educated so you can decide which path is right for you. So to become a member of the Financial Freedom Program, go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com. You can read about the other benefits. There are more there. Finally, third option. If you want to come to one of our case studies, right? I love the case studies. That's where I see these numbers. That's where I get inspired. Keeps me going, right? If you want to come check those out, that is invitation only. Send me an email. AskAndy@luinc.com. I'll make sure you can get to one of those. We have those going on in North Texas, South Texas, Central Texas, nationally. Okay. Again, AskAndy@luinc.com, and I'll make sure you get into one of those case studies. So three options for you. Keep that ball moving. Okay. I do not want you to get to the end of the year and look back upon 2020 as a lost year. It doesn't have to be. If you're struggling, get through what you're struggling with, but keep moving forward. Okay, I hope if you are struggling, I hope you get the help that you need and do what you can to move forward. Come check out Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com to listen to our radio shows. They are archived there. This is Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.